Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Well, I had three objectives. One, to restore the soul of this country so we start acting with a decency that reflects who we are. Secondly, rebuild the middle class. And thirdly, unite the country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden laid out his reasons for running and answered questions from undecided voters at NBC's outdoor and socially distanced town hall in Miami last night. Voters asked about a variety of issues, including how a 77-year-old white man can represent younger and more diverse Americans.
I view myself as a transitional president. Is that one term? It's transition to your generation. You're the best educated, you're the most open, you're the least prejudiced generation in American history.
Biden's tests for COVID are all negative, despite debating Trump for 90 minutes just a week ago. He wished the president a, quote, swift and successful recovery, unquote, earlier in the day, but also made clear each individual's responsibility to take precautions seriously. There's been more than 100,000 new positives since Trump was admitted to the hospital on Friday. Dr. Michael Osterholm, an infectious disease expert at the University of Minnesota, advises caution.
The campaigns need to very seriously consider the safety of their candidates right now. We're seeing a major increase in transmission of the disease.
Before leaving Walter Reed, Trump tweeted, quote, don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. Dr. Osterholm has a different message.
Politicians, by very nature, are there to press the flesh and get close to people as part of the campaign. As an infectious disease epidemiologist, I'd tell you that is the worst thing that can possibly happen.
The president's doctors say he'll be closely monitored at the White House. Meanwhile, his press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, tested positive for the virus. She spoke to reporters without a mask on Sunday. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, formally scheduled confirmation hearings for Trump's Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett to begin next Monday. With three GOP senators testing positive for the coronavirus, the chamber is on a recess and Democrats are urging a delay. Here's Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If it's not safe for the Senate to meet in session, it's not safe for the hearings to go forward.
The Supreme Court started a new term yesterday. They declined to hear a case brought by a Kentucky county clerk who was jailed for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito took the opportunity to forcefully criticize the original 2015 marriage equality case Obergefell versus Hodges, saying it makes religious liberty concerns easier to dismiss. Sharon McGowan with nonprofit Lambda Legal says the possibility of a third Trump appointee on the court raises major concerns about the future of LGBTQ civil rights.
There is a warning in this decision that the conservatives on the Supreme Court are biding their time to find an opportunity to undermine the full promise of marriage equality from the Obergefell decision.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.